姊妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很高兴再有机会来到这里跟大家一起敬拜，一起来分享主的话。
I'm very glad I have another opportunity to together worship with you as well as share God's word.
好不好？我们先翻开以赛亚书第四十三章。
Shall we first turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 43?
以赛亚书四十三章，我们就是读第七节。
Isaiah chapter 43, let's just read verse 7.
以赛亚书四十三章第七节，就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成、所造作。
Isaiah 43:7. Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made.
我们再读一处，以弗所书第一章第十二节。
And also one more passage, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 12.
以弗所书第一章第十二节。
Ephesians 1:12.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
To the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of his glory.
我们再有一个简单的祷告。
Shall we have another simple prayer?
主啊，我们一同再来到你话的光中。
Lord, once again we enter into the light of your word.
求你帮助我们讲的、翻的、听的，一同在你面前让你得着我们。
We do pray that for the one who speaks and translates and hears, Lord, that you would gain all of us.
让你的话，你借着你的灵向我们解开。
That your word would be opened up to us through your spirit.
叫你的荣耀真是从我们身上得着称赞。
That you would truly gain the praise of your glory through us.
你得着该得的荣耀。
That you would gain the glory that you ought to deserve.
谢谢主，奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 早上愿意跟弟兄姊妹分享刚才我们所读的这两处的圣经。
This morning I'd like to share with you these two passages that we just read.
或者是说我们是为了神的荣耀而活。
That is to say that we are to live for the glory of God.
我们每年啊，在西岸都有一次特别的聚会。
Every year in the West Coast, we have a very special conference.
大概隔三年、四年就会轮到在我们那里。
Every 3 or 4 years, we take turns, and then it comes to our location.
所以今年呢，就是今年七月又会在我们当中。我也知道有一些在 Houston 的弟兄姊妹也会来，我先欢迎你们。
And so this year in July we will have it in California, and so I know some of you in Houston will attend, and so first off I'd like to say welcome.
我们每年为了这个聚会的主题，西岸的大概五个地方的弟兄们啊，会在十二月初在我们那边啊，我们有两天一同等候，为了明年聚会的主题。
Every year in December, five locations, the responsible brothers would gather together in our location, and we would pray and ask and wait before the Lord for the theme of the following year.
去年十二月初的时候，主就把这个题目是使他的荣耀得着称赞，放在我们的心中。
And so last year in December, the Lord has placed this theme of to the praise of the glory of God. He has put that theme in our hearts.
自从那个时候开始，好像这个题目一直就在我的心中，好像没有离开过。
So since that time, this theme has constantly been within me.
虽然这个聚会不用我来交通啊。
Even though I'm not responsible to share for this conference.
但是好像这个题目一直没有离开。我的心思。
But this theme has not departed from my thoughts.
所以当我要来到这里，弟兄们说有一点交通的时候，好像这个题目还没有离开我。
And so when the brothers asked me to come and have some fellowship here, it seems like this thought, this theme is still in me.
就是使神的荣耀得着称赞。
That is that God's glory would gain the praise.
我知道弟兄姊妹都很熟悉弗所书在第一章里面三次的提到使他的荣耀得着称赞。
And I do believe, brothers and sisters, you're familiar that in Ephesians chapter 1, three times it says, to the praise of the glory of God.
特别是第十二节那里，刚才我们所读过的说，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里面有盼望的人得着称赞。
Particularly in verse 12, which we just read, that we who are the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of his glory.
什么是荣耀？
So what is glory?
荣耀就是彰显出来的神。
Glory is the manifested God.
每当神彰显出来的时候，
Every time God is manifested,
那就是荣耀。
That is glory.
在出埃及四十章，当帐幕支搭起来的时候，
In Exodus chapter 40, when the tabernacle was erected,
那也就是说神的荣耀充满了这个帐幕。
It tells us that the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
会幕里面的一切的器具，会幕里面一切他们所服侍的，都是在那里预表着我们的主耶稣基督他的所事跟他的所做。
Every single article of furniture, as well as every single person who served in the tabernacle, is there to serve and for the purpose of God.
当神要的跟主耶稣所做的在人面前在那里彰显出来的时候，
Everything that God desires and everything that God has done, when it is expressed and manifested,
神的自己，神的同在，神的荣耀就充满在那里。
God himself, his presence as well as his glory will fill that place.
所以什么时候神在那里显出来的时候，
So anytime God appears,
那就是荣耀。
That is glory.
刚才我们所读的以赛亚书四十三章那里说，凡称为我名下的人，我是为了我的荣耀而造你们。
In Isaiah chapter 43, which we just read, it says, Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory.
我以前非常不明白罗马书三章二十三节说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
In the past, I did not understand Romans 3:23, where it says, For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
我说罪跟荣耀那差十万八千里，怎么把两件事情放在一节圣经里面？
How is it that sin as well as glory, it is separated by millions of miles? How could it be placed together in the same verse?
弟兄姊妹，如果你知道我们是为什么被造，如果你知道我们是为什么被拯救的话，你就明白这节圣经。
Brothers and sisters, if you understand why you have been created and why you have been saved, then you will understand this verse.
如果我们熟悉创世纪里面神造人的时候的记载的话，在一章二十六第二十六的第二十八节，那里我想弟兄姊妹我们都很熟悉。
If you're familiar with Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 28, I know perhaps we are familiar.
神说，当他造人的时候，是照着我们照着神的形象跟样式造的。
Here, God said, "Let us make man in our image, which is God's image."
然后呢，说使人能够管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并所爬行一切的昆虫。
He says, "Let them rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth."
二十七节告诉我们说，神就照自己的形象造人，乃是照他的形象造男造女。
And then in verse 27 says, "God created man in His own image; in the image of God He created him, male and female He created him."
二十八节，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说。要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。
And then 28, God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it."
神叫我们生养众多，遍满地面。
God wants us to multiply and fill the earth.
我经常就觉得在这一点上我们中国人最听神的话。
I do believe in this point that we who are Chinese, we do obey this commandment from God.
现在我看到有些印度弟兄，你们也听神的话。
And some Indian brethren, you also obey the commandment of God.
就是我们生养众多。
And that we have been
遍满到处都是我们的人。
We have been fruitful and have multiplied and filled the earth.
但是我相信神不光是叫我们生孩子。
But God has not only commanded for us to be fruitful and multiply.
这个生养众多是要把生命遍满这个地面。
To have many children means to fill this earth with life.
把像他的形象跟样式的生命遍满这个地面。
To fill this earth with the life that is in his likeness and in his image.
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道你生活的意义是什么？
Brothers and sisters, do you know the meaning of your existence?
你是为了什么来生活？
What are you living for?
我真是来到这边很羡慕你们，你们人很多啊。
As I come here, I admire how many people there are.
我就不知道你们为什么来到 Houston。
And I don't know why you have come to Houston.
我告诉弟兄姊妹说我是从这个旧金山加州来的。他说你们那里真是好地方啊。
And so let me tell you, I am from San Francisco, and many saints will say, oh, you come from a very good place.
我不是说 Houston 是一个不好的地方啊。
I'm not saying that Houston is a bad place.
但是你们到底为什么来到这里？
But for what reason have you come to this place?
有人说是为了工作。
Some people say it is for their job.
有人说这里房子比加州便宜很多啊。
And some say that the housing here is much cheaper than in California.
当然有人说这里有一个很好的聚会。
And of course, there are those who say there's a very good gathering here.
但是你是为了什么而生活呢？
But what are you actually living for?
我告诉你，就算你得到了全世界，你得到了一切最好的房子、生活、地位、孩子，或者是孙子啊，你并没有真正的满足。
But let me tell you that if you have gained the entire world, you have a house, you have a job, you have a family, you have children, even grandchildren, you have not gained.
因为你不是为了这些而被造的。
Because you have not been created for these things.
你不是为了这些而被拯救的。
You have not been saved for these things.
你不是为了看得见属地的这些的东西，好的东西，有价值的东西，有意义的东西而生活的。
You have not been created to live for these things which seemingly have value, which are good.
如果你真是一个人的话，
If you are a true human,
是一个照着神的形象跟样式所造的人的话，
If you are a man created in the image and likeness of God,
你就不是为着这些东西而造的。
You were not created for these things.
换一句话说，就算你得到了地上所有的人认为好的他们追求的东西，
Or in other words, if you have gained everything that man thinks which is good,
可能你们现在还没有完全得到啊。
And perhaps you have not gained all of it yet.
我曾经跟这些地上很成功的人在一起工作过或者是接触过，我就发现他们并没有真正的满足。
In the past, I have worked together and have been together with people who are so-called successful, and yet they were not satisfied.
为什么？
Why?
你今天没有得到，你好像还希望能够多得一点，多抓一点。
Today you have not gained it.
然后才能真正的满足一点。
You have not gained it, and you still think that you will be more satisfied once you have it.
但是我告诉你，
But let me tell you,
就是你得到人要得到的一切，什么五子王六子都登科了啊。
Let's say that you have gained it all, and you have been the most successful.
我告诉你，你还是不会有真正的满足。
But let me tell you, you will not have true satisfaction.
为什么？
Why?
很简单，因为你是人。
Very simple, because you are man.
人 是照着神的形象和样式造的。
Man has been created in the image and likeness of God.
人，神告诉我们说，他说，我是为了我的荣耀而造的。
God says that he has created man for his glory.
这个就是以弗所书第一章第十二节那里告诉我们。
This is what Ephesians 1 verse 12 tells us.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里面有盼望的人身上能够得到称赞的时候。
That we who are the first to hope in Christ, that when he would gain the praise of his glory through us,
带进了一件事
would bring in something.
就带进了第一章第十节说万有能够在基督里面同归于一。
And then he would gain what is said in verse 1, verse 10, that in all things, then all will be summed up in Christ.
也就是说，叫一切被造的尊主为主，尊耶稣为大。
That is to say that all things now will exalt him as the greatest and as him as Lord.
神今天在这个时代在地上所要做的那一件事。
This is what God today in this generation, the one thing that he is doing.
为什么以弗所书讲到神永远的旨意，这一本最疾风的启示里面一次两次三次就讲到叫他的荣耀得到称赞呢？
Why is it that this, in this book, in Ephesians chapter 1, three times it speaks of the purpose of the glory of God?
我想在我们当中聚会的跟许多在别的基督教团体里面聚会的有一个认识，我觉得是给主给我们多了这一份的恩典，也是非常重要的。
For those of us who gather here as well as in many other locations, we have this revelation and it is very important. He has given us his grace.
就是神那永远的旨意。
And that is the eternal purpose of God.
也就是神心中今天所要的最重要的那件事情。
And that is the one thing that is most important that he desires in his heart.
就是透过以弗所书这一卷启示给我们。
And this is revealed to us through Ephesians chapter 1.
就是以弗所书在第三章从九到十一节那里就讲到神永远的旨意，是不是？
In Ephesians 3 verse 9 through 11, there it tells us the eternal purpose of God, right?
我相信在座的弟兄姊妹，你们很多人都听过，也可能很多人会讲。
And I believe many of us who are sitting here, we've all heard it, and perhaps you can speak on it.
那就告诉我们是要众人都能明白，在历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里面的那个奥秘是怎么样安排的呢？
And there it tells us that how is it that this mystery which has been hidden for ages in God who has created all things, how it has been made known.
第十节
Verse 10
要借着教会是天上执政掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧，这就是神在基督耶稣里，在创世以前所定的那个永远的旨意。
The eternal purpose of God that has been set by God in the ages past is so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
今天谁是教会？
Today, who is the church?
不是那个房子，对不对？
It's not this building, right?
不是一个组织。
It's not an organization.
是我们这些重生得救的人聚在一起。
It's all of us who have been saved by grace as we gather together.
所以在以弗所书第一章前面十四节里面有十几次提到我们，我们，我们。
So that is why in Ephesians chapter 1 through 14 it tells us it's we, we.
We, us, ours.
We, us, and ours.
就一直在讲我们，就是我们这一群被称为教会的神的儿女。
It talks about us, the group of people who are called the children of God.
他要借着我们是天上执政掌权的，就是神的仇敌魔鬼撒旦，对不对？
And that is that God, through us, he will now show the principalities, rulers, and authorities, that is Satan and the devil, right?
神叫撒旦 魔鬼来看看我们，就知道神百般的智慧。
That Satan, the devil, that through us he would come to know the manifold wisdom of God.
看我们什么呢？
What is he to see in us?
看在我们的身上，我们叫神的荣耀得着称赞。
That in us he would see the glory of God being praised.
叫撒旦魔鬼看到在我们的身上有神的荣耀，神的样式，尊主为大，让他做主做王的这个事实彰显出来。
That Satan will now see the reality of God being sovereign, being the Lord, and his image and his glory be shown through us.
因为在这块地上，
Because upon this land,
神的荣耀没有得着称赞。
God's glory is not praised.
在宇宙里面最大的冲突就发生在这块地上如今。
The greatest conflict of the universe is here upon this land.
因为撒旦今天他霸占了这块地。
Because Satan now has dominion over this land.
神的权柄在诸天上能够行使。
God's sovereignty over all this world needs to be accomplished.
所以我们祷告说，神啊，愿你的旨意怎么样？
So that is why we pray.
行在什么？地上如同行在天上。
We pray, Lord, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
神的旨意在整个宇宙可以通行。
God's will can be accomplished in the entire universe.
但是神需要我们祷告。
But God needs our prayers.
叫神的旨意能够行在我们这块地上，如同行在天上。
So that God's will may be done here on earth among us as it is in heaven.
也就是说，今天在这块地上，神的旨意不能够完全的通行。
That is to say, God's will today on earth cannot have a way.
所以神造了你跟我。
That is why God has created you.
所以神造人的时候，只有造人的时候是说照着他的形象跟样式造。
So that is why the Bible tells us that when God created man, He created man in His image, in His likeness.
然后叫我们把他的生命能够生养众多，遮盖这块地，遍满全地，然后治理这地。
So that is why we are to be fruitful and multiply in His life and fill and subdue everything in this world.
叫这块地能够在那里充满了对神的称赞。
So that this earth may be filled with the praise of God's glory.
叫这块地上借着我们在那里能够把神的生命、性情、权柄、作为、美丽彰显出来。
So that in this land, through us, God can manifest His work, His beauty, and His life, and His power.
所以你跟我的被造，
So your creation and mine,
就是为了这一件事。
Is for this reason.
所以神说，凡称为我名下的人，我是为了我的荣耀而造你们的。你们是我所做的，我所做成的。
So that is why God says that everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created by, for my glory, whom I have formed.
所以今天在地上什么时候有神彰显出来？
So today in this world, when is it that God is manifested and appears?
就是荣耀。
There you will see glory.
所以当我们的主耶稣来到地上的时候，在约翰福音第一章十四节那里告诉我们。
And so in John chapter 1, when our Lord Jesus came to this earth, it tells us,
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
而且还怕我们不明白，继续说，我们也见过他的荣光，荣光就是他的荣耀，正是父独生子的荣光。
And because he wants us to understand, he says, therefore, we have seen him, and the light has come, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And we have seen this light, and this is the light of the only Father.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣来到地上，他就把神彰显出来。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus came to this world, and now he has manifested to us as the Father.
而且充充满满的把恩典把真理带出来。
And he has brought grace, and he has brought truth to us.
今天我们这些被照着神的形象样式造的，让他的生命充满在我们里面，我们蒙恩得救的这一群人。
For us who have been created by him, who are now filled with his life,
我们是要在我们的身上把它彰显出来。
We are the ones who are to manifest and express him.
在哥林多前书第六章十九二十节那里讲得很清楚，说我们这些人是什么呢？
In 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19 and 20, it tells us very clearly, who are we as man?
说岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以怎么样，要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
It says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price. Therefore, you are now to glorify God with your body.
你们不是为自己而活。
You are not to live for yourself.
林前十章三十一节讲得更清楚。
And in 1 Corinthians 10:31, it tells us even more clearly.
说，所以你们或吃或喝呀，无论做什么，都要为了荣耀神而行。
Whether then you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God.
啊，今天我发现很多年轻人呢，又会吃又会喝。
I find today many young people, they really know how to eat and drink.
啊，你们不要怕啊，我不是叫你们不吃也不喝啊。
And don't be afraid, I'm not telling you not to eat and not to drink.
啊，就算你吃好一点，喝好一点，主预备给你啊，也 OK 了啊，没问题。
If the Lord has prepared for you to eat well and drink well, that's okay.
所以你们都可以放心。
So relax.
但是你们不是为了吃而吃，不是为了喝而喝。
But you are not for the sake of eating that you eat and for the sake of drinking that you drink.
说得很清楚，你们无论做什么，为了什么？荣耀神。
It tells you that whatever you do, what are you to do it for? It is for the glory of God.
为了把神从你身上活出来。
So that God can be lived out through you.
所以你是为了神的荣耀而活，你是为了神的荣耀而吃，你是为了神的荣耀，说无论做什么都是为了彰显他的荣耀。
You are to live for the glory of God, whether you eat or you drink, and whatever you do, it is all for the glory of God.
那你说，那我不是很亏吗？
And then you say, well, then aren't I in, I regret a lot then.
弟兄姊妹，正好相反。
But it's not that you suffer loss.
我这一辈子吃了也吃了不少，喝了也喝了不少，见过也见过。不少很多世上的东西啊。
In my lifetime, I have eaten quite a bit, I have drank quite a bit, and I have met quite a bit of people and seen much.
弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，这些东西呀，都不能够真正给我们有满足跟喜乐。
But let me tell you that these things cannot truly give us satisfaction and joy.
而且这些属地的很多东西啊，都带着祸根的，你吃多喝多就会三高的。
And a lot of these things, actually, there's consequences if you eat too much and drink too much.
我告诉你，金钱、名誉、地位、成就，甚至学问、道德，都是虚空的虚空。
Let me tell you that that money, fame, success, power, even your degrees, all of these things are vanity of vanities.
只有一样东西。
There's only one thing.
是给人有真正的满足、平安、喜乐的。
That can give man true peace, joy, and satisfaction.
就是让神能够在你身上彰显出来一点。
That is when God can be manifested through you a little bit.
就是当神用你一下的时候。
That when God is able to use you.
当人在你身上碰到主的时候。
When people touch the Lord in you.
当你去传福音的时候。你不知道为什么，你为他祷告了，你跟他一讲福音，你还没有信，他就信了。
That when you go and share the gospel and you pray for another person, even before you have believed, they believe.
当你用爱心稍微关心一下弟兄姊妹的时候，弟兄姊妹就受感动了。哎呀，觉得主的爱在你身上流露出来。哎呀，你说真的是这么厉害啊！
And that when you go and you show a little bit of your caring heart and love for brothers and sisters, and people are greatly and deeply moved, and you say, "Oh, really?"
当你在聚会里面一个祷告，结果有弟兄姊妹就因着你的一句祷告，他们蒙了光照，整个的人回到主的跟前。
And that when you open up your mouth and you pray, and even through a simple phrase, another person, they have now received light and returned back to the Lord.
你本来今天不想来聚会的，结果在聚会里面。你碰到主啊，你觉得主的同在在我们当中，你里面所有的问题那些事情还在，但不成为你的难处了。
And previously when you did not want to come to the meeting, but now you come here and you have met the presence of the Lord, and even though the problem is still there, but yet the Lord has met you.
这是因为你碰到了主。
This is because you have met the Lord.
这是因为主用了你一下，把它彰显出来。
This is because the Lord has used you so that He can manifest Himself.
这是因为神的荣耀在你身上得着一点的称赞。
This is because God's glory has gained a little bit of praise through you.
所以能够让主的荣耀从我们身上活出来。
So for the glory of God to be lived out through us,
是我们生活的目标。
Is the direction, the goal of our life.
是我们生活的意义。
Is the meaning of our life.
神的旨意才是我们生活的目标，我们的生活才有意义。
When God's will is the purpose and direction of our life, then our life will have meaning.
你才不枉为人。
Then you will not waste being a man.
不然的话，你。原来我说啊，你好像还不是一个人。
Otherwise, forgive me for saying it's as if you are not even a man.
弟兄姊妹，你知道人是多么荣耀、尊贵的被造吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you know what glory in what glory you have been created?
你知道你跟我身上有多么荣耀的使命吗
？Do you know what glorious commission you have been entrusted?
今天刚才我们读哥林陀前书说，我们是圣灵的殿。
In 1 Corinthians, which we just read, it tells us that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们不是自己的人。
We are not our own.
我们是重价买来的。
We have been bought with a price.
所以要在我们的身上荣耀神。
So that is why we are to glorify God in our bodies.
就是因为我在长期的讲一句啊，
so、let me say
不是叫你亏本啊。
It's not for you to fall short or to lose out.
我什么都为了主，不为我自己。哎呀，我真是很亏啊。
And so if I don't get anything for myself, then I lose out.
我告诉你，一面是为了神。
But let me tell you, on one hand, it is for God.
我告诉你，当神得着你的时候。
But let me tell you that once God has gained you,
当神得到他造你的目的的时候
when God has gained the very purpose for why he has created you,
当你真是达到做人的意义的时候
once you have truly attained to the purpose of you being created as a man,
你不是亏本
you will not lose out.
因为你本来你以为赚的那个全世界，我告诉你，你没有得到的时候，你觉得它实在是很吸引你啊。
Because that world which you have wanted to gain, that entire, the everything that you've wanted before you've gained it, you think it's so attractive.
这些东西你没有得到的东西，它在那里，你觉得它，哎呀，我得到就好。
That thing which you have not yet attained, you keep thinking, oh, if I only had it.
但是我告诉你，当你真正得到它的时候
But let me tell you, when you truly attain it,
这些东西不是你所要的
These things are not what you want.
不是能够叫你满足的
These things will not allow you to be satisfied.
这些东西很多都是欺骗的
A lot of these things are deceitful.
而且这些东西很多就是叫你上瘾的。
And a lot of these things actually are addictive.
也就是说，你没有得到的时候，你希望得到；你得到一点的时候，你就需要得到更多，然后你就 out of control.
Before you have it, you want it. Once you have a little bit of it, you want more of it. Pretty soon, you're out of control.
那这些东西啊，不光是坏的东西啊，就算是人以为好的这些成功啊，这些啊成就啊，这些甚至一些道德啊，我告诉你。只要是不是从神那里来的，只要是属地的东西，我告诉你，这些东西都是暂时的。
And let me tell you, these things, even though they may seem good even from the perspective of man, they seem, these are successes and accomplishments and even good morals, that once you have it, actually these are only temporal.
我告诉你，跟你在性质上面是不相合的。
And these are incompatible with your character.
这个字非常好啊。为什么？
Why?
因为神告诉我们，他造人的时候，在传道书里面，他说神造万物，各按其实成为美好。又当造人的时候，把一个永远放在你我的里面。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, it tells us that God has created all these things, and in man, he has placed eternity in your heart.
也就是说，如果任何塞在你里面盛装的东西没有一个永恒的价值的话，这个跟你的性质，它这英文字叫不 compatible， 不相符合的。
All these things that you put in your heart, all the things that you fill yourself with, if it is not compatible with that character that God has placed in you,
也就是不能够真正给你有满足的。
Then it will not give you true satisfaction.
只有神那里来的，神看为宝贵的，能够存到永远的，这个才跟人能够相符合的。
Except that which comes from God, that which is eternal, and that then it will be compatible with what God has created you to be.
所以主的话说，不要爱世界，跟世界上的事物。
That is why God's word tells us to not love this world and the things of this world.
那你们年轻人就觉得，哎呀，很舍不得。
But you as young people, you might feel that it's difficult.
但我告诉你，主也很有恩典，主是只不过是叫你不要爱他。没有说你不要用它。
And yet the Lord is full of grace. He tells you do not love it. He did not say do not use it.
你们用一点还是 OK 的 ，OK。
If you use a little bit of it, that's OK.
但是你不要整天的思念这些事情。
But you do not need to be mindful of these things all day long.
不要爱它。
Don't love it.
因为当你爱这些东西的时候
，Because once you love these things，
这些东西就成为你的主。
These things will become your Lord.
这些东西就支配了你的心思、意念、情感、你的时间。
These things will govern your day, your time, your energy.
带出一个结果就是神的爱不能在你里面。
And the end result is that the love of God will not be in you.
我有时候，哎，看到有一些姊妹啊，我觉得很可怜。
Sometimes when I see some sisters, I feel it's so sad.
不是所有的啊。
Not all.
我是有一些是比较愚蠢的啊。
Because some are more pure.
他们看到他们的弟兄去爱主、爱弟兄姊妹、爱教会，就吃醋了。
And so when they see that there are brothers who love the church and love service, they get envious.
他们觉得，哎呀，你看，他就是爱你们，不爱我。
You love all that, but you don't love me.
我告诉你。
But let me tell you.
这是很愚蠢的思想。
That is a very foolish thought.
一个人能够真正爱妻子
If a person can truly love their wife,
是要有主的爱在他里面。
You need the love of the Lord within them, and within you.
你说，你叫他不要这么爱主，不要这么爱弟兄姊妹，不要这么爱教会，你叫他去爱什么？去爱世界，给你买个大房子啊，整天带你去环游世界。
And if you tell your husband to not love God, not love brothers and sisters, not love service, and to buy you a big house, and every day you go and you be a tourist,
你把他推到世界里面去,
and you push him into the world,
有一天你发现他里面没有真正的爱,
one day you will find that there is no true love within his heart.
我告诉你,所有爱主,爱教会,爱弟兄姊妹的,那是最爱老婆的丈夫。
The husband who loves God, loves the church, and loves brothers and sisters is the husband who loves his wife the most.
因为神的爱在他里面。
Because the love of God is in him.
只有在神的爱在我们里面充满的时候，我们才能够有真正的爱呀，弟兄姊妹。
Only when the love of God fills our heart can we have true love, brothers and sisters.
今天，我们人生是为了什么而活呢？
Today,What are we living for?
如果我们不是为了神的荣耀而活,
If you're not living for the glory of God,
你不明白你为什么做人,
You will not understand why you are a man.
你不明白你为什么做神的儿女,
You will not understand why you are a child of God.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
当神用我们的时候,
When God uses us,
当神的荣耀在我们身上碰我们一下的时候
When his glory comes and touches us
就改变了许多的人
It will change many
亚伯拉罕是一个信心之父被称为
Abraham is called the father of faith
但是我不知道他信心从哪里来的
But I don't know where his faith came from
我们读两节圣使徒行传第七章二到三节
When we read Acts chapter 7 verse 2 to 3
斯提反说的
Stephen tells us
诸位父兄请托请听当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波大米还未住哈兰的时候荣耀的神向他显现对他说你要离开本地和亲族往我所指示你的地方去。
Hear me, brethren and fathers. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he lived in Haran and said to him, Leave your country and your relatives and come into the land that I will show you.
荣耀的神向他显现使亚伯拉罕有信心。
The God of glory appeared to Abraham to allow him to have faith.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候遵命出去往将要得为业的地方去出去的时候还不知道往哪里去
And so by faith Abraham when he was called obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance and he went out not knowing where he was going
因着信撒拉连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的年岁还能怀孕因为他以为那应许他的是可信的。
By faith, even Sarah herself received ability to conceive, even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的将自己独生的儿子献上。
By faith, Abraham, when he was tested,offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son.
荣耀的神那一天向亚伯拉罕显现。
The God of glory appeared to Abraham that day.
他就成为信心之父。
And he became the father of faith.
他就能够离开本地本族父家往神叫他去的地方去。
And he was able to leave his people, his home, and he was able to go where God wanted him to go.
他的妻子撒拉虽然过了生育的年岁还能怀孕是因为什么是因为他以为那应许他的是可信的他有信心
And even Sarah herself even though she was beyond the age of childbearing she also was able to conceive because she believed in him who was faithful in his promise
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候能够把他独生的爱子以撒献上
And by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, was also able to offer up his one and only begotten son.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是走这条信心道路的。
Brothers and sisters, we are all walking this path of faith.
你有没有近距离的与主有接触？
Have you drawn near to our Lord?
你有没有近距离的让神的荣耀在你身上彰显出来一点？
Have you drawn near to God, to His glory, so that His glory can be manifested through you?
弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，我每个人我们都有这样的经历。
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you that all of us, we have this same experience.
就算你在主面前，你信主的年日不多，
Even though you may not have believed in the Lord for many
days, 但是如果你真是一个蒙恩得救的人，
But if you are truly saved by grace,
荣耀的神曾经向你显现，
The God of glory has appeared to you.
当你信主的那一刻，
On that moment when you believed,
我们是本来是一个死在罪恶过犯当中的人。
We were previously dead in our sins and transgressions.
好像拿因那寡妇他独生的儿子死了，在路上主耶稣 touch 摸到他的棺材，
Just like that widow who had one and only son who had passed away, had died, but the Lord Jesus touched him and he resurrected.
弟兄姊妹，你我都像那个拿因的独生子，拿因寡妇独生子一样，我们本来已经在棺材里面了。
Brothers and sisters, we are just like that dead son who has already been closed in that casket.
是他叫我们活过来。
It is him who causes us to come back to life.
有人得救的时候，他们厉害的得救，很清楚的。
Some, when they come to the Lord Jesus, their salvation is a strong and very clear story.
有人是渐渐的主碰到他，叫他活过来。
And some is very gradually that the Lord touched them and then they come back to life.
或者是在我们信主追求服事的经历里面，主碰到你。
Or in your daily life and in your service that the Lord has now touched you.
成为你信心刚强的一个帮助。
To become the help of your strength and faith.
荣耀的神愿意向你显现。
The God of glory is willing to appear to you.
很多时候我们忘记了。
Oftentimes we forget.
我记得我还是读本科生的时候，
I remember that when I was still studying
in undergraduate
studies,
有一次，春假的时候，我就回到 San Francisco 到聚会的地方，住在王国显弟兄的家里。
I remember during spring break, one time I came back, I went back to San Francisco, and I was staying with Brother Wong.
那天早上起来，
morning,
我记得是一个星期二。
I remember when I got up, it was a Tuesday.
哎呀，天色非常的美丽。
All of a sudden, the sky appeared to be very beautiful.
他住在 Daly City, 本来是烟雾弥漫的，那天阳光灿烂。
He lives in Daly City, and generally it's very foggy, but that day was beautiful and clear.
啊，我看到那个草地真是绿啊。
And the grass was so green.
哎呀，那天我的心情非常好。
And that day, my mood was really great.
晚上去祷告聚会。
And at night, we went to prayer meeting.
我们那个时候祷告聚会是在一个小弟兄，在一个弟兄的 apartment 里面。
And we met together at a brother's apartment.
你知道我们不知道是什么原因啊？直到现在我们的习惯是，不单是跪下来祷告，还要把灯关起来，因为省电吧可能。
And so our habit, and even to this day, is that not only do we kneel down to pray, but we also turn off the lights to save electricity.
啊，那里跪了一个多钟头。我不想起来。
But after kneeling for more than an hour, I didn't want to get up.
我实在觉得主的美丽，主的同在，那天 touch me, 摸到我。
I truly feel that His beauty and His presence had touched me.
当我很舍不得起来的站起来，我就跟弟兄姊妹说：“我说感谢主啊，今天祷告聚会真是蛮有主的同在，真好啊。”
And when I was so reluctant to get up, I told brothers and sisters, today, this meeting and His presence is so good.
但弟兄姊妹好像看着我，不知道我在讲什么一样。
But when brothers and sisters looked at me, it was as if they didn't know what I was talking about.
好像那一天，他们觉得那天的祷告聚会很 平常啊，就跟你平时一样。
They felt that the prayer meeting that day was very common, just like usual.
但是，荣耀的神把他的美丽那天向我显现。
But the God of glory that day showed His beauty to me.
因为我第二天回去我学校那边聚会服侍的时候，原来聚会里面发生很大的难处。
Because the next day when I was to return back to school and to serve, I realized that something of a very difficult thing had now happened.
主知道。
The Lord knew.
主知道我刚刚开始学习跟随主，所以他先用他的荣耀，他的美丽 touch 我一下。
The Lord knew that I was to learn how to follow Him. I was just beginning. And so that is why God from the very beginning started by touching me.
成为我信心更大的更新与来源。
In order to become the source and a greater sustaining power of my faith.
弟兄姊妹，荣耀的神愿意向你向我显现。
Brothers and sisters, the God of glory is willing to appear to you and to me.
当我们顺服在他跟前的时候，
When we are submissive before Him,
当我们真正给他碰过一次的时候
，When we have truly been touched by Him,
他不单在给我们信心，也叫我们能够顺服地跟上去。
Not only will He be able to give us faith, but He will allow us to submit and follow.
神的荣耀不单单改帮助我们，也改变了我们许多人的一生。
The God of glory not only is able to help us, but to change us in our entire lives.
叫亚伯拉罕因着荣耀的神来显现，他有信心能够顺服。
Just as Abraham, that through the appearance of the God of glory, now he was able to obey.
荣耀的神向神的仆人摩西显现，叫他能够忠心地侍奉主。
The God of glory also appeared to Moses so that Moses could be a faithful servant.
我们都知道摩西是神所大用的一个仆人。
We all know that Moses was a great servant of God.
在出埃及记第三章，摩西在旷野，在荆棘被火燃烧而没有被烧毁这一个神经里面，在那里叫他得着神的呼召。
In Exodus chapter 3, when Moses was called by God through the burning bush, the bush that burned but did not burn up, there he was called.
神的荣耀碰你一下，叫你能够忠心的一生来服侍主。
The God of glory, when he touches you, will allow you to faithfully serve him all your life.
所以我大家都很熟悉出埃及记三章里面的故事，我们就不详细来看。
I believe we're all familiar with the story of the burning bush, so we won't go into detail.
但是你记得在那里。
But you remember.
其实在旷野里面荆棘着火的事情不是一个神迹。
Actually, in the wilderness, a burning bush is not a miraculous sight.
因为在天气炎热的时候，那么干燥的时候，这些荆棘很容易着火。
Because in a very hot and dry location, these burning bushes is a very common sight.
但是那一天，神迹显现，是因为荆棘怎么样，着火，但没有被烧毁。
That day, the miracle was that this bush, even though it burned, it did not burn up. It was not consumed.
所以我们就看到在出埃及第三章那里，所以耶和华神就当摩西去看这个异象的时候，就向他呼召，说：“摩西，摩西。”
So when Moses came to look and God appeared to him, God said to him, "Moses, Moses."
然后我们看到出埃及记三章，那里就告诉我们，神向他显现的时候，他说：“不要进前来。”第五节，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
And there God said, Do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground.
我们在这里看这些话的时候，
Here when we see these words,
这里说，他说，我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
Here he says, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
然后第六节下面就说，摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
Next, it says Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God.
因为神的荣耀向他显现。
Because the glory of God appeared to him.
弟兄姊妹，在这一件事情上面。
Brothers and sisters, in this matter.
哦，你说我这个事太平凡了，你拿摩西跟我比呀，那真是没有什么意义，对我来讲。
You might say this is too difficult because you're comparing me with Moses.
弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，神经常向我们显现，是在日常生活啊，好像很平常的事情上。
But let me tell you that, brothers and sisters, when we meet God, oftentimes it's in our daily life, in very common everyday occurrences.
就好像在旷野
，just like in the wilderness.
荆棘着火。其实是很平常的事情。
Because it's very common to see burning bushes.
但是摩西他很留心。
But that day, Moses, he was very careful.
他在神面前有一个敏锐的灵。
He had a very sensitive heart before the Lord.
着火了就着火了吗？我们是。
Yes, it's a burning bush.
但是他走过去观看。
But he went over to look.
他看到虽然荆棘着火，但没有被烧毁。
He saw that the bush was burning, but it was not consumed.
弟兄姊妹，今天在我们生活里面，我不知道你有没有神迹。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know in your daily life if you see miracles.
我告诉你，如果不是神保守你呀，你都来不到这里。
Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, if it were not God's protection, you would not be able to come here.
我听说你们这里前几天又淹水。
Because I heard not so long ago you guys had another flood.
七月四号大家都不能出门呢，这几条 freeway 都淹淹了。
感
谢主，今天没有下雨。
That there were so far that there were a lot of flooding on the highways and that people could not come out, but today all of us can come here.
那你看到街上有很多事情。
A lot of things happen out in the streets.
是因着神的保守。
But it is God's protection.
当你留意在神跟前的时候。
When you are very careful before the Lord.
我们能够存活，我们能够自由自在的生活，我们今天能够来到弟兄姊妹的跟前，很多时候你都看到神的荣耀已经向我们显现。
If you pay close attention and to all the things that we go through every single day to be able to gather together with brothers and sisters, actually the God of glory has already appeared.
在一个很平凡的事情上面，如果我们留意的时候，我们就看到神的荣耀在那里向我们显现，向我们说话。
Very common everyday occurrences that if you pay attention, you will see that God of glory has appeared.
摩西在神面前，神就用他。
And so God was able to use Moses.
神就呼召他带以色列人出埃及。
And God called him to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
但他问神：“你叫我，那以色列人问我，你叫什么名字啊？”
And so Moses said to God, "You call me, but when the Israelites come to me, they will ask, 'What is your name?'"
神就对摩西说：“我是自有拥有。”
And so God said to Moses, "I am who I am."
我是的神。
I am the God who is called I am.
我是一切的神。
I am the God of all.
我是现在，我永远是你现在的神。
I will forever be your very present God.
你有这样的神吗？
Do you have such a God?
你有。
You do.
我也有。
I do as well.
他是昨日今日到永远都不改变的神。
He is a God who will never change yesterday,
today, forever. 他是你的神吗？
Is he your God?
他现在是你的神吗？
Is he your God now?
如果他是你的神，在难处的里面。
If he is the God in difficulties.
在缺乏的里面。
In your time of lack.
在我们不知道去向的时候
When you don't know where to go
他是你的神的话
And if he is your God
你就能够叫他的荣耀在你身上得着称赞
Then you will allow his glory to be praised through you
因为他是一切
Because he is all
他是神
He is God
他现在是你的神。
He is your God now.
他现在就是在这件事情上，他是你的神。
In this matter, He is your God.
他是 I am.
Because He is the I am.
弟兄姊妹，就是这样一小点的 touch， 一个 visit。
This is
在我们生命里面
a small touch or a visit of God in our lives.
你这个人就活过来。
And then you will come back to
life. 你就可以过得胜的生活。
And then you can live an overcoming life.
你就可以在疾病的里面，在缺乏的里面，在艰难的里面，叫他的荣耀从你的身上得着称赞。
And in your life, in your difficulties, in your lacking, and in your ill health, that He can gain the praise.
神就可以指着你给。天上执政掌权的说，你看一看这个人。
And then God can point to you and say to the rulers and principalities and authorities, look at this man.
叫他口服心服，得知神百般的智慧。
Because then, now he has manifested all his glory and his wisdom.
就在那个时刻，在那个 moment, 那个时刻。
In that moment,
你里面被主碰到、得到、使用一下的时候
，When he has touched you in that moment, and he has gained you, and he is able to use you,
你就达到真正神造你、救你的目的。
Then you have truly attained to the purpose for why God has created you.
你里面的人就刚强起来。
Your inner man will be strengthened.
那个时刻，你站在主这一边。
On that moment, when you stand on the side of the Lord,
你就是一个得胜者。
You are an overcomer.
你就是他的见证人。
You are his testimony, his witness.
你就达到造人的神造人的目的。
And then you have attained to the very purpose and reason for why God has created man.
摩西头四十年。大家都知道是我能啊。
We all know.
埃及的王宫里面学问埃及一切的学问什么都能啊。
Moses in his first 40 years because he was educated in Egypt, he was able to. It was his years of that I am able.
他在旷野四十年真叫他去牧羊所以连话都不会讲了。
And then,
所以我们都知道他是他不能。
And then in his next 40 years, because he was to shepherd sheep, that he could not even speak. And so we know during those years, he says, I am not able.
但是到了他80岁的时候
But when he was 80,
当神呼召他的时候
When God called him,
当他碰神的荣耀碰了他一下的时候
When the God of glory touched him,
从那个时候开始神就能够用他
From that time on, God was able to use him.
大家都知道是神能
And we know that that stage was called when God was able.
当神的荣耀没有碰到你的时候
Before God's glory has touched you.
你能
You are able.
我们都知道这是血气这是自己
We know that this is your flesh and blood. This is yourself.
但是当你被折服一下你说我不能我不行啊，我不行我什么都不行
But after you have been dealt with, you will say, I am not able. I cannot do anything. I'm not able.
你看到我们当中很多人都这么谦卑的啊。
We know that many.
尤其是我们这个皇帝的子孙啊，都很有这一套的啊。
Especially among us, many of us, we say that we are unable. We're very humble and say we cannot.
我告诉你。
But let me tell you.
你说你能是你自己。
When you say, I can, it is yourself.
你说你不能啊，我不行啊。还是你自己。
When you say I can't, I'm unable, it's still yourself.
因为你怕
Because you're afraid.
没做好，别人看你没面子，说还是你自己。
That you might lose face if you don't do it well, it's still yourself.
只有当荣耀的神碰一下你的时候。
But once the God of glory has touched you.
也不是说你行，也不是说你不行。
It's not to say that you can or you cannot.
神能。
God can.
这个时候。神的荣耀就能够从你的身上得着称赞。
And at this time, God of glory may be praised.
荣耀向我们显现， 叫我们能够有忠心的服侍。
The God of glory appears to us so that we can have faithful service.
服侍神，我们是不断地经历他的同在。
In serving God, we constantly experience His presence.
服侍神是一个蒙大恩的一条路。
To serve God is a path of great grace.
多少时候，我们借着我们的服侍，叫神的自己，神的能，更多的充满我们。
Oftentimes when we serve, we allow God to, and His ability for His power to fill us.
当荣耀的神向保罗显现的时候
，When the God of glory appeared to Paul,
他就去做执事，做见证。
He then began to bear testimony.
将他所看见的。和主将来要指示他的，在他身上证明出来。
He was able to live out all that God has already said to him.
叫他那一天在大马色的路上，大光照到他，叫他扑倒在地面的时候。
When the great light shone on him on the road to Damascus, and he fell from the ground, fell to the ground.
他认识那一天，基督是头，而教会是身体。
On that day, he came to know that.The Lord Jesus is the head and the church is the body.
因为他说你是谁呀、啊、他对神说我不认识你啊。
Because previously he said to the Lord, Who are you, Lord? I don't know you.
当主对他说扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我的时候
And when the Lord said to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
你这扫罗是一个非常敬畏神的人。
We know that Saul, he was a very pious, devout man.
他怎么说我会逼迫神呢？这真是天大的冤枉啊！
He says, how is it that God is saying that I am persecuting him?
在大光的底下，主耶稣使他看到，你逼迫地上信奉这道的人，你就是逼迫我。
But in that great light, God revealed to him that you are persecuting me.
从那个时候开始。
So from that time on,
经过几年的启示
after several years of revelation,
主用着他把基督身体的见证，基督是头，教会是身体，这个启示给了他。
Through many years of revelation, he gave him this understanding that the Lord Jesus is the head and the church is the body.
然后叫他真是能够知道，基督在我们的里面。成了荣耀的盼望
so that we may also know that Christ in us is the hope of glory.
让他知道一切信主的就是在基督里面的人
so that all who believe in Christ, who are in Christ,
我们里面有一个盼望
that we may have a hope in us,
就是能够得到荣耀
that one day we will gain glory.
他知道，如果我们真是与他一同复活，真是与主耶稣一同连接的话。
He knows that if we are truly raised up with Christ and connected with Him,
我们就会思念上面的事，不会思念地上的事。
Then we will keep seeking the things above and not the things below.
叫我们知道我们已经死了。
That we have already died.
你们的生命是与基督一同藏在主里面。
And that our life is already hidden in Christ.
基督是我们的生命。
And Christ is our life.
他显现的时候。我们与他一同显现在荣耀里。
And when he is revealed, then we will also be revealed with him in glory.
今天我们知道，基督在我们里面。
Today we know Christ is in us.
基督是我们的生命，对不对？哥罗西书三章第四节。
And we know that Christ is our life. This is Colossians 3 verse 1 through 4.
他是你的生命。
He is your life.
你就跟神的荣耀连上了关系。
Now you are connected with the glory of God.
你把他活出来一点。
When you live out a little bit of him.
你把你里面基督的生命活出来一点。
When you live out a little bit of the life of Christ from within you.
就是荣耀。
That is glory.
因为他主出来的时候就是荣耀。
Because when the Lord appears, when he comes out, it is glory.
不单单满足了我们。不单单改变了我们
Not only satisfies us and changes us
不单单 给我们有信心
not only gives us faith,
不单单给我们有忠心
not only gives us faithfulness,
不单单叫我们不要再思念地上的事情我们看到在基督里的荣耀丰富
not only so that we no longer seek the things on earth, but we see the abundance and the glory of God.
基督是我们的生命
but Christ is our life.
刚才我们的弟兄选的诗歌说从我活出你的自己
In the hymn that our brother just led earlier, from within me that we are to live out our Christ, the life of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，当主在你身上活出一点一滴的时候，神的荣耀就在你身上彰显出来。
Brothers and sisters, when you live out the life of Christ, then the glory of God comes through you.
我们感谢主，当擘饼聚会的时候，这么多弟兄姊妹抢着。来赞美敬拜我们的神
We thank and praise God during table meeting that we're all fighting for that opportunity to give thanks and praise to the Lord
哦你会说今天真可惜我抢不到
And you might say oh pitifully today I was not able to get a turn
但是我告诉你还有机会
But let me tell you you'll still have an opportunity
你还有一个星期的时间
You have another week's time
我不是说你要等下个礼拜
I'm not saying you need to wait till next week
你的724都是你的机会
But 24/7 is your opportunity
对应该是 24 我这个还是想讲你们年轻人的话还是没有学好
It's difficult for me to speak in English
Yeah 都是我们的机会
It's all our opportunity
叫他的荣耀得着称赞
It's all our opportunity for his glory to be praised
在每一天每一个时刻每一件事情上面
in every day in every single opportunity in every single matter
不需要等到擘饼聚会当擘饼聚会是好但是不需要等到那一天神的荣耀可以在你身上得着称赞
you don't need to wait till table meeting of course during table meeting is good but you don't have to wait till then
当你让
for you to have the glory of God be expressed
他在你里面活的时候
As you allow him to live,
当你站在他这一边的时候
when you stand on his side,
我们感谢赞美我们的主
we thank and praise our Lord.
主就得着他要得着的人的见证人
then our Lord, he will gain the witnesses that he desires.
你里面也有说不出来的满足跟喜乐
and within you, you will have an unspeakable satisfaction and joy.
因为你是为了神的荣耀而造的
Because you have been created for the glory of God.
你不活出神的荣耀，你还没有活出做人的意义。
If you do not live out for the glory of God, then you have not attained to the very purpose of why you've been created as a man.
叫他的荣耀得着称赞。
To the praise of his glory.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一天，我们每一个时刻。我们里面应该有的一个祷告一个愿望一件事
Brothers and sisters This ought to be our daily desire and prayer
当神得着这样的人的时候
When God gains such a person
就能够催出主的快来
It will hasten his return
当你这样在主面前的时候
When you are in such a way before him
你就是一个预备好迎接主来的人
You are a person who is prepared for his return
你就成为他手中合用的器皿
Then you could be a useful vessel in his hand
求主祝福他自己的话也得着我们每一个人
May the Lord bless his own words as well as gain every single person
我们祷告
Let us pray
主啊我们俯伏在你的跟前
Lord we submit ourselves before you
但愿我们里面的祷告就是叫你的荣耀从我们身上得着称赞
Our prayer is that your glory may be praised through us
叫你从我们身上活出来
So that you may be lived out through us
你彰显出来
To be manifested through us
我们就满足了
Then we will be satisfied
主啊你也满足了
And you will be satisfied
仇敌就蒙羞了
And the enemy will be shamed
神的旨意就能够行在地上如同行在天上
And the will of God may be accomplished on earth as it is in heaven
但愿这些话成为我们每一天的经历
May these words be our daily experiences
以得着这里的每一个弟兄姊妹
Gain every brother and sister here.
你得着每一个家庭。
Gain every family.
你得着在这里的见证。
And gain your own testimony.
祝福你自己的教会。
Bless your own church.
祝福你的儿女们。
Bless your own children.
我们再说，愿一切的荣耀都归给我们的主，我们的神。
And we say again, we give all glory to our Lord and our God.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.